themselves to be a cow. They didn't know his many strategies. They taught themselves to be a cow. They didn't know his many strategies.
Hello, and welcome back to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Gorillaz' Cracker Island featuring Thundercat. You guys already know I've been hyping up this show for at least a couple of weeks. Cracker Island is officially out as of this Friday, February 24th. It is the seventh full Gorillaz studio album, and it's out. I mean, half of it was already out, but now the entire thing is out, and we're gonna play the whole album for you guys tonight. We're gonna have a little bit of a listening party. The song you just heard, Thundercat, Cracker Island, that was the first single that they put out when they announced that they were doing a new album. They released a single and said, we're going to do a new album. And I really, really like the song. I was fortunate enough that I got to see them perform it live. I got to see Damon perform it live in Boston at TD Gardens when Gorillaz was touring in October, which was super fun. Because they actually performed quite a few songs on the album, stuff that had already been announced and released, stuff that had not been announced or released. So it was really, really interesting to listen. So some of these songs I have heard live. Some of them, Friday was the first day that I was able to listen to them. And I enjoy the album. There's a lot of mixed feelings on the album. I spent some time reading some reviews after the album officially released. And there were some people who thought that this album was a comeback, but it was not as good as their original. Some think this was really good, There were a few critics that claimed that this album was lazy. I do not think that. Also, to correct myself, this is their 8th studio album, not their 7th. My apologies. I was thinking that they had 7 up until now, but yeah, this is their 8th. And I'm going to share my thoughts on the album, on the stuff. So starting off with the first song, Cracker Island, I really enjoy the song. I really like the bass that Thundercat brings is really, really strong. It's a really nice song. It sounds almost like Jamiroquai, like Automaton, that album. It sounded a lot like something from that, which I really enjoy. Because Gorillaz, they had this progression from their early stuff, which was a lot more like what Damon was used to with Blur, and it was more grunge and punk, and then it transformed into this almost alternative rock with Demon Days, which if you've been listening to the show, you know that is my favorite album. And then we move into a more classic pop synth type of stuff with Plastic Beach, and I think the biggest underwhelm of an album was Humans, which was the album that came out in the mid late 2010s. I don't remember the exact year. And that one was really upsetting for a lot of people because they packed a lot of featured artists onto those songs and packed a lot of it. But a lot of the music was not very well received. I enjoy it. Strobe Light, I think, is a good song, even though Damon is not on it at all. Saturn's Bars is also a really good song. She's My Caller is a really good song. But those songs, a lot of the rest of the album was not as widely received by critics as some of the other albums. And then they bounced back with the Now. You have Trans, which is a great song, probably one of my favorite Gorillaz songs. But I feel like other than that, and other than Tranquility, there is really no other songs from that album that I feel like stand out to me specifically. And then we get to COVID, and Humility. Oh my God, brain fart. But then we got into the COVID years, and that was when they did Song Machine, which I think is some of their best work that Damon has done, and the people that he works with, that Gorillaz has worked with, have done in a really, really long time. They had so many good songs. Momentary Bliss, Désolé are probably the two best ones. Most widely known is probably Désolé. I feel like everyone knows that one if they know about the Gorillaz Song Machine. I Love Beck and Valley of the Pagans is so good, and the video is so good. And yes, and then we're up to now, Cracker Island. The story aspect is Murdoch is almost a cult leader now, and this video is what introduces him as a cult leader. So now that we're all caught up to where we are in the realm of things, I'm going to play for you guys the next song on the album, which is Oil. It's called Oil, and it has Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. And yeah, so I'll play for you guys, and then we'll have a little bit of thoughts, and then we'll continue. So here is Oil by Gorillaz with Stevie Nicks.
black screen world where white blooms above the city. Catch sunrise and the freeway glows, perfumed with Palo Santo. Early flights touch down every day for tired influenza. You're sleeping deep, waiting for an answer. Gotta press on, brown eyes. I'll always keep you close beside me. Building trees sets away this melody.
That was The Tired Influencer by Gorillaz, of course, because this is the Gorillaz listening party with their new album, Cracker Island. So first off, before we get to The Tired Influencer, let's talk about Oil a little bit. And I really like it because it feels like Oil. It's very smooth. I really like how they included Stevie Nicks in it. Although I would have loved to hear more solo, because I feel like they've given these opportunities to these big name stars. I think about the Pink Phantom from The Song Machine with Elton John, and Elton John had such power in that, and Damon and him balanced each other. But I think that song is very nice. The Tired Influencer, there's a message behind that song. I think it's a very prominent commentary on social media and how draining it can be to have to put on this persona and constantly output content and almost lose yourself while doing so. Gorillaz has always tried to spread specific messages through their music, and I think that's a very, very good example of a very specific message through the title, through the lyrics, through the way the song is. But the beginning of the album sounds really good. Clarifying specifically the story of this album is the Gorillaz, they head to California, which is the story in for this album, as Murdoch and the rest of the group try to unite people as the Last Cult. So this is the term. So if you see the album cover for Cracker Island, that is the first church of the Last Cult, with Murdoch in the back and 2D in the front. And That is the story of the album. It's not as complicated, but that's the story, and the story is furthered with the next couple of songs I got coming up, which are songs that have been out for a long time. Actually, one of them has only been out for a couple of weeks. The other one has been out for a long time, longer time. So I've played this on the show already. I'm going to play it again since we're doing the whole album. But here is Silent Running, followed by New Gold with Adelie Omotayo, and then New Gold with Tame Impala. So enjoy.
Inside and running through the infinite pages of scripture. But in the magic of, there's a pretty one. I ask her where it goes, 'cause every day when I wonder if she knows that we're underwater, that's the way it goes in the city.
Move to the spot, I'm one of a few. A whole lot of everything but nothing to do. Kill the inner Tesla, partner ex-wrestler. Run to the hills, 'cause the end is near.
So yeah, that was Silent Running and New Gold, which are two more of the singles, or New Gold was the single. I actually don't know if Silent Running was a single on this album, but it was released early. So I'm assuming it's a single. And we already talked about Silent Running a couple weeks ago. I think it's a really great song. In my personal opinion, I think it is the best song on this album. It is such a good song. Since then, they have released the music video for Silent Running. So if you have not seen it, I definitely recommend you check it out. And because of that music video, I'm going to say it is a single. But definitely check out that video. Story-wise for Gorillaz, I think it fills in some of the gaps, because it takes place, I think, before Cracker Island, the Cracker Island video, when they're in the police station. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. And then New Gold with Tame Impala and Booty Brown, that's also a very good song. Both of them on that make it really good. When I saw that live, they played the like special, it wasn't the music video, but because I don't think the music video had been released yet, but it was a like special video aid to the song, and it's like Xanax tablets, like gold-plated Xanax tablets spinning around, and the different members as like metal busts spinning around. But during the chorus, it's just Tame Impala, it's just his head, just a giant head on the screen. And this was in TD Gardens, so it was a giant, maybe 30, 40 foot screen, just with giant Tame Impala face. And so now whenever I think of this, whenever I hear this song, I just think of Tame Impala's face. But those two songs are great. Now we're going to take a little bit of a detour, and I'm going to give you guys a public service announcement about credit scores. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumers Banker Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights and Education Fund, and the Ad Council. If you need credit help, you know where to go. Returning back to the album, we are halfway. We're halfway done. We got some more stuff for you guys coming up. But for a second, I just wanted, once again, I reiterate this so much. I really, really, really love Gorillaz. They are by far my favorite group, and Damon Albarn is so amazing, and I just wish I could thank him for everything. I've told this story so many times, but the first time I ever heard Gorillaz was in the mix CD for my 6th birthday. It was 19-2000. It was the Soul Child remix, which was at the bottom of their first album, which my mom gifted me the CD that I still have. But it was 19-2000. It was the first song on the playlist, on that mix CD, excuse me, followed by Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. And I just remember hearing Gorillaz, and I just loved that sound. And I asked my mom, I said, what is this? And so she would show me the album, and she showed me Clint Eastwood, and she showed me the other songs on that album. And then I remember I discovered Demon Days, and I would blow through that album. I remember I'd listen to the whole album. When I couldn't sleep, I'd play the whole album, and I'd be out. Fire Going Out of Monkey's Head, White Light, Demon Days, out. I was done, because it would cool me off. It would get me up and cool me off. So nice. And it was just so smooth. And Gorillaz has grown with me. I'm so thankful that they didn't drop out at any point. I know they had some lulls where they didn't release music. But they've just been a very big part of my life. And I'm just very, very thankful that I literally turned 20 next week, and Gorillaz just released their 8th studio album, and their fan base is huge. It's so nice to be able to share this love of Gorillaz with other people. No one in my high school, maybe 2 people in my high school, knew who Gorillaz were. Everyone here, there's so many people that are like, oh my God, I love Gorillaz. I'm like, I know, right? They're great. They're so good. I love sharing my love of Gorillaz with people. I'm wearing my Gorillaz hat that I wear almost every day right now, that I got at the concert in October. Best money I ever spent. It's a dark red hat with white stitching work of their logo. Also their logo, when they transitioned from the the spray paint of the first album and transition more into like a more stylized, like almost just like hand painted logo. I really, really like that. Cause the original logo was great. But, I think like as the band evolved, I'm glad that the logo evolved, but still kept the same style, the same uppercase, lowercase. And I really like that. And I really, really do like this album. I think it was very well done. And I'm glad that they're going to keep making music and keep doing stuff. But I'm very thankful for Gorillaz, and I really, really love what they've done and all the stuff that they've released and what they've done, not only as musicians, but as storytellers, by creating these four fictional characters that do not exist, but they have whole stories. They have origins about how they met before the band. So, like, as a fan, I know the real lore, like what actually happened about, like, Damon Albarn and what he did to make the group and that. And then I know that Murdoch Nichols ran Stuart Potover with his car and knocked out one of his eyes and then was forced to drive him around because Stuart Pott was unable to drive, crashed into a guitar store. Stuart Pott was not wearing a seatbelt, flew out the front window and lost his other eye. And Stuart Pott became known as 2D. And that was how 2D and Murdoch met, was through that. Like, that's something else that I also know. That's the story. And then they went to Kong Studios and just met Russell and met Noodle and decided to write their first album. That's like the story lore. And I'm so glad that I can enjoy all aspects of this group and just everything. And it's, Gorillaz is so awesome to me. And I'm so happy to have Gorillaz in my life. Thank you so much for listening. And I will get back now to the second part of the album with Baby Queen, which they played at some shows during their last tour, but they didn't play at the one I went to. So this was subtly kind of, they leaked it themselves a little bit before, but it's a nice song. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
Fell into
So that was Baby Queen followed by Tarantula. I really like Baby Queen. I think Baby Queen is such a nice song. The bass line is really, really nice. I remember that song after they were, when they were doing the tour, they released a lyric video on YouTube. So it was just a pink screen with the lyrics to Baby Queen. And I remember that was the first time I heard it. And it was this sweet song with the doom, 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 ba-doo, doom, doom. And it sounded so nice. And it was just so serene. And probably after Silent Running, that might be one of my favorites on this album. I really like it. It's a very intimate. It's just kind of you and Damon and the song, and it's nice. Tarantula is very very I don't know, it kind of feels like a dream. like you should be floating when you're listening to it, in my opinion. I think it's a good song. I haven't figured out why it's called Tarantula, but I think they're both good songs, and I think paired together, because I'm playing them in the album order, paired together they make sense. They're both more soft, flowy songs, and they work well together towards the latter half of the album, because I feel like the album packs a punch with Cracker Island at the beginning, and then Oil and Tide Influencer, it smooths out a bit. Silent Running, New Gold, more upbeat, those are the other two singles, and then it's gonna mellow out a bit before the home stretch, the big finish. Because I think good album structure makes or breaks. I think the best albums have a very smooth nature to them, where one song flows into another. But to that point, I will say songs that flow into another song, but if you don't play the second song after or the first song before, it sounds weird, is strange to me, because then just make it one song. If you're gonna if you're gonna connect to them so much, then it's weird. Like how We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, it's one song, but they always chop it up, and it's so weird. There's on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, I can't think of the songs off the top of my head, but there are two songs where if you listen to them separately, there's just a cut. And I think the same way is on Demon Days. I think with, I think it's Dirty Harry and Feel Good Inc. Where the laugh, the iconic laugh that starts with, that starts Feel Good Inc. is played at the end. And if you listen to the end, it just, and you don't listen to Feel Good Inc. after, it cuts weird. And yeah, it's Dirty Harry, funnily enough, with Booty Brown, who was on New Gold. Yeah, if you hear that laugh, it just sounds a little off, because it does the ha 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 and it just cuts, because that's where the laugh, the De La Soul laugh at the beginning of Feel Good Inc. goes in. So I think in some of those cases, it's like when it flows a little too well, it's a little off-putting when you listen to it separately. But obviously albums are meant to be listened like as one cohesive thing, so I get it. But this is nice because it balances cohesion with just an independent musical experience. So next up, we have Tormenta featuring Bad Bunny. And then after that, we have a song I did get to hear them perform live with at the concert that I got to see, which is Skinny Ape. So enjoy Tormenta featuring Bad Bunny.
The sun in his drawers. Y aprovechame hoy, que mañana me voy. Y no sé cuándo vuelvo, si en tus ojos me pierdo. Y aprovechame hoy, que mañana me voy. Y no sé cuándo vuelvo, si en tus ojos me pierdo. Todo claro, aunque se fue la luz.
Ey, ey, y yo no quiero ver el mundo arder, pero algo tan bonito no, no se puede perder. El reloj no quiere morder, pero en tus brazos me voy a esconder. Ey, pa' que no me encuentren, que el mundo siempre está pendiente, pero no saben lo que se siente. Cruza conmigo antes que se rompa el puente, hey, y que se jode el resto. Quien dice lo que está correcto, si el amor nunca ha sido perfecto, ojalá sea por siempre este momento, pero si no aprovecha. The sun in his drawn. We'll be right back.
So that was Skinny Ape, and before that, that was once again Tormenta featuring Bad Bunny. I really, really like Tormenta. I really also like Bad Bunny, and I was really, really happy that they were able to get him for this album, because I think it's nice. I think it's nice because he is, obviously, he is a Latino like me, and I'm just really happy that, like, he's being pushed more into the mainstream. And then Skinny Ape was great. Once again, I said I got to see them perform Skinny Ape in October, which was really nice to see them live. I think we were one of the first U.S. venues that they performed that for. And that was pretty cool. So I got one more. Last song on the album, Possession Island with Beck. Yes, the same Beck from Valley of the Pagans I was talking about earlier. So the last one. And enjoy.
I stand and look out on the dark lake where the moon rising, and the hydrophores are coming back in from the past in silence, where things they don't exist, and we're all in this together till the end.
And with that, the album comes to an end. a very good